Welcome to Narratives. Any drive to the outback rural areas of Australia will bring you into contact with the sort of law enforcer depicted here. This reading makes you want to check behind every bush and bit of scrub for a lurking lawman.
Once upon a time, there was a town called Gimli. It was the smallest of towns, much further beyond anywhere, hidden out the back of nowhere. Few people took the trouble to visit Gimli. Few people knew it was there. Unexpected visitors often found that a police car, driven by a churlish policeman, a tower of a man with wolf's teeth and greedy, pig-hungry eyes, was lying in wait for them, crouching, waiting. Strangers to the area might have suspected that, somewhere along this infrequently travelled road, it became known they were coming and were far from welcome. Traveller, beware. Sometimes the patrol car would rush from town and meet them halfway. Sometimes it would be tucked out of sight in a cavernous lair hacked from dense scrub and low tangled branches, waiting to spring out and pull them over from behind. Most visitors were snared by the leaping red and blue beacons, the snapping headlights, an impatient wail of siren, and a lengthy interrogation at the side of the road. Gimli's policeman was a giant, bull-headed brute, who sneered down with a curl to his mouth that sanctioned no discussion, and he could be trusted to hinder every journey. With only the one road, barely worth calling a road, into this dead-end town, any outsider arriving too close, whether by design or adventure or mishap, could expect to be stopped, questioned, turned around. On a good day, he might grunt that the road up ahead was impassable, or the bridge unsafe, and leave it at that. But usually, he'd issue an infringement notice too. Reckless driving, dirty number plates, poor vehicle maintenance, crossing a faded white line. Usually, it was merely the policeman's word against the driver's, which is all it took. Enough to put most people off returning, and no point in complaining. The police car was a toll gate to the town, towards which only the unsuspecting came trotting unannounced. This grisly bear of a bastard was a gatekeeper of sorts, and had earned a reputation that few were prepared to dispute or dispel. In Gimli, he was affectionately known as the Gnome. Over 2 metres tall and with the solidness of a bull, he made most people feel small, and had learnt to find pleasure in what he couldn't avoid. Would never stoop to apologise. However, it didn't take more than a couple of weeks or so for the mechanic to think of him as Gimli's troll, a tollkeeper troll, fold old a roll. But for all that, on the day Nick the mechanic trotted towards Gimli, he was expected. Expected and needed. No police car pulled out to pull him over, no wolfish smirk, what big teeth I have, loomed down to suggest he step out of the car and try walking in a straight line. The gnome gave him free passage.
You've been listening to Paul Berman reading from his book, The Grease Monkey's Tale. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.